Blog Talk Radio.
Matters of the Heart Wednesday. What's up? Congratulations, Mayor-elect Chokwe Lumumba. Yay! And all political candidates who won their campaigns throughout the state of Mississippi and also America and world, too, if there were other elections going on worldwide. But we have a new mayor-elect here in the city of Jackson, capital city of Mississippi. But today is Matters of the Heart Wednesday, and the question is, how do you know, or how did you know, he or she is the ultimate one? Or, you know, what, how do you think you will know? Because, you know, some of us have checklists also, and but sometimes when you meet that one, that checklist goes right at the door, I believe, sometimes, you know. But then sometimes that checklist is the guide to finding the one. But the question, that's not the topic about the checklist, is how do you know he or she is the one? Sometimes we're not even looking, and it just happens surprisingly. Sometimes we are looking, and it happens. But how do you know he or she is the ultimate one? Or how did you know? Because I talk to so many happy couples, and, you know, in the midst of divorces and breakups and all this is going on. Talk to couples who tend to survive it all. And, you know, we can know we met the one or have met the one, but then who says that the road is easy? But the bottom line is, and the name of the show is, how do you know he or she is the ultimate one? Remember, because of the adult nature of the topics, I always recommend the mature heart, age 18, heart and age of 18 and above to chime in and tune in, going into the chat room, and also feel free to call in and share your advice because, you know, I have my life experiences and those that I've witnessed and things that I read. I'm not a certified love expert, obviously, and but we have life experiences and we have even when we're kids, we have our notion and our dreams and our ways of thinking, oh, this is how it should be when I meet that ultimate one. But again, thank you for tuning in to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. And you know you can visit the website 24/7. I had a blast of a good time yesterday. I had a busy day, but it was also a fun day volunteering at the phone bank at the Mississippi GOP headquarters located in downtown Jackson. Talked to some nice Mississippi voters in Ripley, Mississippi, and Webster County. And it's a big shout-out to everyone, the staff at the Mississippi and fellow volunteers at the Mississippi GOP headquarters. Also, just Executive Director Brandon Payne, our new political director, J.D. Griffin, Haley Gordon, of course, Joe Nosef, the chairman of Mr. Republican Party, and just the amazing people that I spoke with only yesterday, calling to support their local candidates. But again, this is Matters of the Heart Wednesday. The number 714-409-0614. Shout out to Belinda Bostic of Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic, and also Andrea Carter of Pure Romance, and of course my friend Nikki Roundtree, romance consultant. I mean, she's an awesome case. Her business is located right here in Jackson, Mississippi, on North State Street, Just Because. Like her Facebook fan page, Just Because, also. But, again, thank you for your support and thank you for listening. we'll continue playing a little bit more music, and also there's much more to talk about also. But again, I cannot thank you enough for your support and for listening in to the program. George Flays Jr. is now the new mayor of Vicksburg. Artis Bolden, who ran up against a Republican, Chip Matthews, is the new mayor of Canton, Mississippi. So just congratulating the winners. We have a new mayor, a new congressperson, who he won the runoff a few weeks ago, Melvin Priester. So when I went to vote yesterday, I casted my vote for Lumumba, and Melvin Priester was unimposed, and then I had to run a few errands, and then I went stopped by Subway. Subway has a great deal. Ryan Seacrest always promoting the different specials with Subway. And then when I made it to the campaign office, to the headquarters, whoa, JD tell me that we're going to eat pizza. So I did not go over three pieces, but he had a blast of a good time, and the others also. But, somebody must tell you, I love pizza. Pizza Hut, Domino's, and Pizza Period, I love pizza. But again, how do you know? How did you know he or she is the one? And what if that person is the one, but there are differences? We've talked about that before also. But if you know that person is the one, I guess there are ways to deal with the differences, if it's culturally or political views or race or et cetera. But still, when you know that person is the one, I guess all of that goes out the door and you have to put that work in. Every relationship takes work, right? I know. But again, thank you for tuning in, and I'm going to continue the song Have You Coming by L. DeBarge Jr.
Man, them mean they love tomorrow. Man, them mean they love not love, love. Man, them mean they come to mend up. Step in a little time, step in a little grind. Say all we want are your body, girl, and that's your mind. Well, love is your body part, twist and turning. Bend over, start yearning. Me and the teacher, say much learning. You and the body, girl, say much earning. Me say me pimping, you know me do it right. Me and the girl from the block, say every night. Me and the girl from the trap, say till the light. I'm on in, say you and the learning. The girl look like she been to a storming. Somebody got somebody mother, wah, somebody teeth on me, make you rid of. Man, give it a hold up, you put your soul up. Sit in the place where say there's no love. Give it a hold up, you put your soul up. Say my friend, wah, say no love. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl. Them off it, I feel your kitty kitty gal. Them off it, I feel your kitty kitty gal. No make them hit it. Me know a life rough, me make your whole land. Me know the rent due, and I the next man. Me know the kids need food, the next dance. That's why you jumping at the bench when them blow the hard. Them belly hungry, them belly biting. That's why you shake your body in at the nighting. That's why you shake your body, step in the writing. The dollar bill, the gal is she well follow. The dollar bill, the gal is she well hollow. Them put the dollar bill, girl, come back tomorrow. Me know the road taking long and well narrow. Me know life taking hard and full of sorrow. You have to hit the target, say like an arrow. And fly for me, daughter, like a sparrow. I feel you kitty kitty, girl, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty, girl, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty, girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty, girl, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty, girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty, girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. We bring the good news, brand new shoes, I tell blues, say me and feel me cool. That's how we do it in the city, I'm the last one. International, you call me boss one. Say round the world, ignited. Round the world, still we riding. We hit the mark, we know how we play the part. In the dark, but the light, I feel me part. That's how me walk, that's how me bad man. Say in a Babylon, say in a Kingston, say in a head. Holy, I don't play. You mess around, me and me peace down there. You mess around, you hit the ground, boom, me. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty.
Hey, 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 Dread Day Kitty. If you heard that interview that I had with Joshy of Dread Days on Memorial Day last year, and the way he broke down the way that song was written, just amazing. But they will be returning in the near future to talk with us about their new music and their summer concert dates also. That's Dread Days based in L.A. Love those guys. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, and if it's your birthday, happy birthday. If it's your anniversary or some special things that happened in your life, congratulations. And if you're going through something that's not so hot, I'm sending you hugs and prayers. But if today's your birthday, you are sharing your birthday with actor Mark Wahlberg. He's 42 years young today. And Bill Moore, broadcast journalist, birthday is today also. He's 79. Laurie Anderson, rock singer, is 66. Ken Follett, Arthur, is 64. Susie Orman, love her, TV personality, 62. Richard Butler, rock singer with the Psychedelic Furs, is 57. Kenny G, jack saxophonist, 57. Ron Livingston, actor, Band of Brothers, Office Space, 46. Brian McKnight, R&B singer, 44. Chad Allen, actor, 39. Liza Will, actress, The Gilmore Girls, 36. Hey! Pete Wentz, I've been a big fan of Fall Out Boy forever. And Fall Out Boy, Pete Wentz, is 34 years young today. I caught an interview with him, with Ryan Seacrest, from a couple of weeks ago. It was a pretty good interview. He's talking about performing and being a father and all that good stuff. Also on today, Bad History. on this date in 1968, my mother was pregnant with me because I was born in August. Senator Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated in Los Angeles after claiming victory in California's Democratic presidential primary. Gunman Sirhan Sirhan was immediately arrested. And in 1723, economist Adam Smith was born in Kirkcaldy, Scotland. In 1933, the United States went off the gold standard. And in 1967, war erupted in the Middle East as Israel raided Egyptian military targets. Syria, Jordan, and Iraq entered the conflict. And in 1981, oh my God, I remember when all this news broke out, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported that 5 homosexuals in Los Angeles had come down with a rare kind of pneumonia. They were the first recognized cases of what became known as AIDS. And back then, remember, it was labeled as a white gay man's disease, in which we quickly found out that that was not true, because no one is immune to the HIV virus and AIDS. And it's important for us to know our status also. 2002, Elizabeth Smart, 14, was kidnapped from her bedroom in her family's Salt Lake City home. She was rescued in March 2003. And in 2004, Ronald Reagan, the 40th President of the United States, died in Los Angeles at age 93 after a long struggle with Alzheimer's disease. And in 2007, Vice President Dick Cheney's former chief of staff, I. Lewis Scooter Libby, was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for lying and obstructing the CIA leak investigation. President George W. Bush later commuted the prison sentence. So that is Today in History, and courtesy of DallasNews.com, sign up for their newsletters. There's some pretty awesome health and business and home newsletters also. But again, you are listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Couple Shock Entertainment Reports. You can chime in at 714-409-0614. And also, I'm headed to the chat room. I know my friends are in the chat room also, so I'm headed to the chat room. I have not entered the chat room, but the chat room is open. So, again, thank you.
That would make a man and brother mighty proud. Like I say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy trees and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to love is flawless. What I did the most is that you keep it in your head until I want it. Wait my turn.
that
I love you with all of my heart.
I
could have told you,
could have told you from the very start. Now you've gone away. I just hope it's not too far. Hope it's not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. How'd you go away? I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I'm home to the man. Now I'm sitting in my backyard just so. I was just acting way too hard. Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? Please tell me you come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Could I, would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I'd never let you.
Could have, would have done better. Lyric Graham featuring Prince. And you know what? Now that sucks. That's the perfect case, though. He realized she was the one, obviously, after the fact. So isn't that something when you realize someone was the one? You know, like the one that got away? Ah, that is scary, huh? Wow. Man, like, oh my God. But, oh, wow. That is some song. That's why I like to play it. I know some of you like to hear it also. Prince has a new band called King. How many of you have checked them out? Read more about Prince's new band at drfunkenberry.com. They're gigging in L.A. It's comprised of a set of twins, females, and a friend of theirs. It's a trio. So it's a trio called King. So I have not heard any of their music, not that I know of, and I'm looking forward to checking them out because I am sure they are amazing. That's one thing Prince has always been great at, and that is discovering new talent and developing new talent properly, really. So best wishes to them as they do their thing in L.A., and we'll be talking more about them this weekend also. But before that, was a little snippet of Extra Lovable.
This is Janice Nolan for the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impact of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
That's right. We support the quitter in you. You can do it. If you do it cold turkey or just gradually wean yourself off, you can do it. Hey, today, if you like dogs, pooches, and beer, like I do, today is considered Dogs and Brews Dog Social Wednesdays in the Bellhaven area. Every Wednesday, matter of fact. So if you're close to the Bellhaven area or reside in the Bellhaven area, every Wednesday from 6 to 8, drop by. You might not be a dog owner, but you might like dogs, like pooches, and like socializing and drinking beer. Check out the Dog and Brews Informal Social Gathering in Laurel Park in Bellhaven on Wednesday evenings, weather permitting, from 6 to 8 for people with dogs or people who want to hang around dogs and might enjoy a beer or two while watching a bunch of dogs play with one another. And there's a group page also, Dogs and Brews, where you can join that group also so you can really stay up to date. On Saturday, Kara, I will be volunteering with Kara on Saturday. There's an event called Putting on the Dog at Great Scott Clothing Store, and it's at 4400 Old Canton Road right here in Jackson, 539211. The event is from 11 to 3, and it is called Putting on the Dog. Putting on the Dog is a fundraiser presented by Great Scott at their store located at 4400 Old Canton Road right here in Jackson at 39211. The event will include food by Manship Wood Fire Kitchen, Silent Auction, Vendor Crafts Market, Mississippi Corvette Club, Children's Carnival, Adoptable Kara Dogs, and more. Come eat, play, and shop to raise money for Kara. And also there's a Facebook page that you can check out. And if you plan on attending, I just want to show you your support or you might attend, go ahead and check out Putting on the Dog Facebook event page, okay? So, again, you can find me in – I'll be volunteering in the children's and bike areas. So that's where I would be. Come and network and have fun. But, again, thank you for tuning in to Cluster Shock Entertainment Reports, Matters of the Heart. I'm looking at so much. Congratulations to Channing Tatum. You know, Mr. Magic Mike himself and his beautiful Mrs. Gina Dewan Tatum, because they now are parents of a beautiful baby daughter, Everly. So congratulations to the beautiful couple regarding the birth of their beautiful, beautiful daughter. Magic Mike, I can't wait to see the... I've heard talks about a Magic Mike, too, so I can't wait. I hope it's even as good as the first one. Wow. But again, thank you for tuning in. Yay, India Morrell of Blog Talk Radio. Check her music out. She has new music at SoundCloud and at ReverbNation.com. Six Dream Woody, he has some new music too.
Seven, three.
Extreme Goody sent me a new song on yesterday. I need to add to the playlist ASAP. I love Extreme Goody. You know who I could see him doing a duet with, a playing with? Lenny Kravitz. Show you right. I know I'm right. I've posted many, many articles the past few days regarding how do people know they've met their soulmate. And here's an article from last year, a Glamour article in the Sex and Love section. And it's entitled Five Ways to Know You've Met Your Soulmate. And this is according to Bravo's love broker, Lori Zaslow. And it reads, so how do you know if he's the one or not? That's something only you can truly tell. But there are a few sure signs that you've met your soulmate. And so they go on to say that they asked relationship expert Lori Zaslow of Bravo's Love Broker. And also she's co-founder of Matchmaking Service Project Soulmate for her tips on finding success and love. And number one, she states that consistency from the other person. I think we're all looking for that someone who's given you consistency and making you a top priority. To me, lasting love is your soulmate. I'm a big believer in soulmates and soul friends, too, because there are just some friends that are just your friends, your soul friends. But this is about love. So to me, lasting love is your soulmate, she says. It's healthy, it's normal, it's good. You can't know right away. It takes time to know someone's moods. I don't want to put my stamp on something that anyone would think is instant. At Project Soulmate, when someone is on the fence about a person they just met, we always encourage a second date. You just never know. That person could be your soulmate and you just blew him off because there was no absolute magic right away. Yeah, you know, there's the moment where love at first sight, and then there's the moments where the love develops. Two, someone who's generally concerned. He is genuinely concerned about you and asks, how was your day? How are you? How are you feeling? Everything is not one-sided. The person can sense your needs and wants more. You might not need to use words, of course. In life, we do need to use words to articulate, but he might have a stronger vibe if he's your soulmate. It's as if he said, I knew you were feeling that today. You know, and vice versa, you know, where they're talking more about how a woman knows if a guy's a soulmate. You know, guys, you know, just reverse it. You know, how do you know she's a soulmate of yours? I mean, the one. Number three, the person is your best friend as much as he is your lover. The attraction is there, but it's balanced by friendship. Without the friendship, the relationship would never sustain. So if it's always hot and always about sexual relations, when too much of anything is not lasted, I've been there, done that. You know, you have been in relationships, well, not some of us have been in relationships where you generally get along, you're generally friends, you generally care about each other, you generally like one another, but really, you know, in reality, the foundation is sex. It's sex. So, you know, you got to have more than that. You know, that's important, but it just can't be the foundation. That's what she's saying. And so when it's too much of anything, it's not lasting. There's a mutual love and respect when someone is your soulmate. That should be first of everything. When you've met your soulmate, you're both given 150%. If you're each given together, it's 300%. And then number four. Thank you. Hello to my friends in the chat room. It's someone that your intuition is constantly reminding you that this is quality, this is different, and this is someone special. It's someone that you want to make your top priority, and you want to give your all to, and someone you desire in a healthy way. The feeling of your heart falling every time you see him, every single time waiting for the text, the person that you think, oh, this could be it. It could feel like a different connection than you've ever felt. Sometimes you meet someone, you're like, I swear I know you from somewhere. That sounds kind of familiar. Are you feeling instant comfort? You could feel more comfortable with a guy you know 3 months than someone you were with for 5 years. It happens all the time. So when I use the word soulmate, I'm not saying it loosely because there's definitely magic in that word. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Five, the person listens to what you say and actually acts upon it. You love someone and care about someone. You want to be better for yourself, but also for that person. Exactly. It is such so motivating, so encouraging. When you're going to have a future with someone, the person's health becomes your health. Your partner takes what you say with love. Words and actions should be one and the same always. You don't only say I love you and expect to know it. No, you show someone. Anything you do not protect, you lose. Go out of your way when it's someone's birthday or when someone got a promotion. Be there when he needs you to hold his hand. Show someone you love them, take care of him, protect him. Your soulmate is going to give all the time. When your boyfriend travels, he's going to let you know he cares. Through thick and thin, someone is going to love you, whether you have makeup on or don't. Because money comes and goes, friends come and go, life comes and goes. And so those are some interesting tips. It was more of the woman knowing that the guy is the soulmate, but you can also switch it because, you know, just for your gender purposes, like, okay, this is what it's about when a woman, this is how I know she is the one. And then here's another article of 10 signs you found the one from Mimi Fox at HuffPost.com. And I've posted articles, like I said, the past few days regarding the topic. And it would be great if some of you would share your experiences. And this, again, is from an article last year in September at HuffPost. And it reads, the 10 signs you found for one. And it's a couple that talk about eloping and their relationship. So, and they talk about they came up with 10 signs when they realized they found true love. And they shared it with HuffPost. So I'm going to just zoom in to their top 10. You can read the article from September. Well, I have it posted, but from September 12th, 2012. Number one, fireworks explode. Some people say you don't need an initial spark of sexual attraction in a form of satisfying and enduring romantic relationship. We disagree. When you first meet your person, there ought to be 4th of July worthy fireworks. Sure, the flames of passion will keep a relationship going strong forever. You need mutual respect, compassion, and great communication. But physical connection provides a powerful platform upon which to build intimacy and trust. Excuse me. 2, it's comfortable. While there are sparks, you also should feel when you're hanging out with your person like you're wearing a pair of soft, cozy pajamas. And that's one thing when I had called into the Judge Neil show a couple weeks ago here at blogtalkradio.com, and they gave me a love reading. One of the psychics, because they give fun love, you know, fun psychic readings, pointed out the importance of not only me becoming more trusting, but also how important it is to be comfortable and not be feeling a discomfort in a romance. There's no struggle to play some archetypal role, the sexy slut, the nurturing mother, the cool guy. No desire to be just a bit funnier, smarter, better looking, or better athlete. You're yourself, and that's awesome. So that's what they mean at HuffPost by being comfortable. You can just be yourself, and that's awesome. 3, your heart say yes. You commit to each other wholeheartedly and without reservation. And the female in the couple, her name is Corinne, she says, yes is the greatest word we have in our quiver of love arrows. Yes tells us what we want, and by expressing that want, we express ourselves. We express what we believe. We express our claim on this world, saying, yes, my love affirms my love, my life, and my love, too. That's me talking like that. 4, radical honesty abounds. Do you find yourself keeping secrets from your partner? That's a sure sign he or she is not the one. That's a good point. you know, because to me, you know, you should be kind of like in confession mode all the time. some people say, well, you should always keep secrets. Just let things be on a need-to-know basis. But, you know, sometimes you feel in like confession mode, this, you know, just to make sure that communication lines are open. You know, that's just me talking. When it's true love, you should find yourself. But then there are some cases. I know people that have shared too much, and then it causes a problem in a relationship. So, I guess you know what's a secret and what's not a secret, but it's best to be as honest as you can. The honest thing and in secret. That's something. But it's good to be open and honest. Wow, that's something. But radical honesty abounds, and I do agree with that. With true love, you should find yourself wanting to share everything, opening up the fire hydrant of your heart and gushing out your most closely guarded sources of pride and shame. And on a daily basis, you should want your beloved to know what you're up to, who you're seeing, emailing and texting, what you're thinking and feeling. Your love has made something true by being honest. I agree with that. I think, you should be open and honest, and you should be able to let them know, your significant other know, how you're dealing and who you're dealing with. And you should be able to me, it's just my thoughts and my opinions, you should be able to introduce your significant other to your cohorts, your friends. You know, you shouldn't have to have hidden friendships. That's just me, and apparently this successful couple says the same thing. Then there's five. We comes before me. Psychologists say that we live in an age of narcissism. We're each wrapped up in our individual journeys. I personally spent the better part of the last 10 years on a spiritual journey to sort myself out and find peace, is what the author says. The guy says in the couple. But the moment I met Karan, I realized that I would put our needs and our goals ahead of me, mine and I. It's been incredibly inspiring and freeing. I feel anticipating that having children, which we'll hope to do soon, will increase that sensation exponentially. And then there's six. Nothing means more. Karan, the girl in the relationship, the woman in the relationship, writes, this card is had wrong. It's not. I think, therefore, I am. I love, therefore, I am. There are no achievements that mean more to me, that I value greater than growing this love. Going at large and strong, reaching for the infinite sky and pushing deep into the endless layers of the earth. A mighty sequoia that is immutable in present strength and inspiration. So Lord, the champion of life, that it doubts all its proximity. And then seven, it's a romance, not a relationship. I like to say romance. Karan and I wrote an entire blog on this subject alone. You should feel swept away by your relationship. You ought to want to scream about your partner's awesomeness to the world. On the contrary, here's a huge red flag. You spend more time talking about your relationship than actually living it. That kind of reminds me of what my friend in the chat room said last Wednesday. Busy living life. So actually just talking about your relationship, I guess it's important to be busy living your relationship, but you're constantly dissecting and negotiating and evaluating. People say relationships are work. Most of the time it shouldn't feel like that. It should feel happy, fulfilling, and fun. And then eight is friends and family agree. Oh, how I wish I listened to my friends and family. They told me over and over again during my unhappy years with my ex-boyfriend that I should let go of him and move on. But did I heed their advice? No. I firmly continued to struggle to make our relationship work for years. The contrast when my romance with Karan ignited couldn't have been more striking. My friends and family rejoiced. My best friend, Jen, pulled him aside at her birthday party and said, we've been waiting for you for years. Similarly, his mother welcomed me into his family with open arms. And then nine, you can't wait to come home. I believe one of the most valuable tests of your connection to your partner lies in being mindful of how you feel when you're returning home from a trip. On the plane back to San Francisco during my first marriage, I would find myself overwhelmed with sadness, constrained, short of breath. Even I attribute this to my innate wanderlust. I always be happiest when I'm on the road, I tell myself. But in my marriage to Karan, everything is different. I have, for the first time in my life, cut trips short to come home to him. Karan is the guy. I get excited as I step onto the plane back to L.A. My heart beat like a schoolgirl. Home is where my LOML is. I want to be near him always. And then number 10, she says that you feel like you've won the lottery. Every morning when I wake, I see Karan's thick black curls messing the pillow next to me, and I think, thank God it's real. I'm married to the love of my life. I generally feel on a daily basis that I've won the lottery. When I first moved to L.A. in late June of 2011, Karan and I discovered that we both come across something poet Theodore Rook had said about his wife. More than our hope, less than our dream, we concurred that this was a crying shame. Rather, we are blessed to have found, more than I dream, everything I deserve. May this be your mantra, too. May it guide you from compromising towards the fulfillment of your wildest hopes and desires, because that's what's like when you find the one. And Quran Ramchandran and Quran Creates on Instagram. So there's stories at the beginning of the article. And they elope in Santa Barbara, and they tell their story and their journey of how they met and how they love grow. So pretty cool. Those are some important tips that they share also within that article. So with that said, we will talk more after a couple more songs. And also, I know you want to hear some more about what's going on politically here. And I need to know what's going on in other cities, also major cities and smaller cities and towns. Here's Morris Mills, To Be Loved.
Thank you. people tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me beg. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop with you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Congratulations to Loretta Cooper Stokes, Ward 3, and also Margaret Barrett Simone, also Girl Power, for keeping their seats here as council people in the city of Jackson.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you that I love your pieces all. I was down, you were there. We'll be right back.
Chatting with my longtime friend, former schoolmate, Marcus Wallace. He was on the ballot to run for mayor of Edwards, and I was surprised to see in the news where he was disqualified because they said it was lack of supporters, you know, on the petition. So it's been in the local media. Robert Gibbs is his attorney, and he tells me that so it'll be a hot topic in the media over the next couple of days. So I asked him to keep us updated and send me any pertinent info to share with the listening audience also regarding his campaign to run for the mayor of Edwards. So, again, we'll keep you updated, and it's good to talk to my longtime friend, good friend, Marcus Wallace, former schoolmate. Love being friends with his sister, Leticia Wallace. And I was so happy when I heard that he was going to be turning his papers to qualify to run for mayor. And then I was surprised last week when I seen the news story that he had been disqualified because of the number of signatures that he had got on his petition form. So he's going to keep us informed, and also stay tuned to the local media also here in the city of Jackson in Mississippi regarding the story. But again, a big shout out to Marcus Wallace and his loved ones and those campaigning for him in Edwards. And then he has his friends like me and others outside of Edwards that are showing support for him also. So that's something. But here's another one by here's my friend Charisma, Freshness Serious.
Never without you, the face of them know what they do. I'm the violator, and you're sight, running from the devil, don't wanna be caught up in the downdraft, heating up the scene. Got bones in the closet from the iron chain. Don't wanna make the same mistake, too much pain. Grew up in the air, loving at the nest, looking for a pipe dream, just to get back to the stress. Can never end. If you wanna end up back in the big pen, you understand where his anger came from. Blamed it on his mother 'cause she wouldn't fight the demon.
Crazy right now, you're crazy right now, you're crazy right now, you're crazy right now.
obviously a couple who are soulmates. Hey, check out FoxNews.com and watch Fox News channel, because it's breaking news that U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice will replace Tom Donilon as President Obama's National Security Advisor, a White House official tells Fox News. So that's breaking news right now. But again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Matters of the Heart, because the Shock Entertainment Reports, and I always have fun in the chat room with my chat room friends. And tomorrow, June the 6th, is the big, big game day, huh? Heat. Spurs. That is definitely going to be a good one. Most definitely. So can't wait for that. But again, thank you for your support. You can contact me. Just visit the profile and email address and Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. Link to the Facebook fan page is up. All you have to do is click onto the link. Big shout out to the Blog Talk Radio community staff and of course, advertising listeners like you. Thank you again. I am Beth. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart, Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. The next broadcast will be Friday morning in the a.m., and you know the focus will be on sports and other hot news. And also talk more about our new mayor, Lake Chokwe Lumumba. And you can follow him on Twitter at CHOKWUMUMBA. And also like his Facebook pages also. But again, thank you again for your support. You are greatly appreciated, like always. Six does not want to stop. But again, because we all look crazy in love somehow, huh? So have a blessed and wonderful day in red love. You know, thank you. God bless. Here's Keith and Simon. Cupid.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me.
Oh, and one more thing. Shout out to everybody that attended the Armando Montelongo seminar that was at the Garden Hilton Inn downtown King Edward's hotel last night. I think they have two more dates in the metropolitan area, like in Pearl or Ridgeland. But I missed it, and I definitely did not want to miss it if Armando was there himself, and I think he was. I do believe it. And he's on a bus tour also. Well, the company, Armando Montelongo Company's bus tour, his staffers and all that, and he make appearances also. And I definitely did not want to miss him, and I feel like that he presented the presentation last night, and I also one of my freebies too. I have always loved that topic of flipping houses and real estate stories, and you know, being in design, I also always like interior design. But I love those reality shows, and then to be able to learn that is just amazing. And my attorney friend Jay Lucas, he's also in to that also in property, just renovating and do-it-yourself type things. And we must get my dear friend back in Chicago, Neil Thacker, real estate investor. You know, he works on projects similar to that also. But a big shout out to Armando Montelongo and his people who are, you know, still in the area, because they have a couple more events scheduled. But I was registered for the event last night, but I missed it sadly, and I just have this feeling that he presented last night also. It's nothing like learning. It's good to learn from the staffers, but it is amazing to learn from the person themselves, right? So remember to visit SBA.gov also. There's a webinar scheduled. And also I'm looking forward to participating in a webinar today from Tony Robbins. It's an amazing interview with Tony Robbins, and I'm pretty excited about that. I'll be out and about, but hopefully I can get in a quiet spot where I can participate in both those webinars during the lunch hours. But again, thank you again, and God bless. And here's Cupid by Keaton Simons. You are amazing, and I sure appreciate you. Thanks again for listening. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and you can visit right here 24/7.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go. Say to my lover's heart, for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart, for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart, for me, nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart, for me. Oh, Cupid, if your arrow make her love strong for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us her heart we can steal. Help me if you will. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart, for me, nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart, for me. Oh, Cupid, don't you hear me calling you? I need you, Cupid, help me, I need ya, Cupid. Oh, that's the sound of a man working on the chain gang. Darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, yeah. You